Good morning.
Good morning.
You are refreshed. So now, you want to take thought beyond that which it has been before?
Yes.
You are appreciating your leading edge vantage point?
Yes.
You recognize that even in the life that you've lived, in the short time that you've been aboard this ship, you have become more. That vibrationally speaking and non-physically speaking and vibrationally escrow speaking, you have moved beyond, and we want to say farther beyond than you would think in such a short period of time. And we're not talking about the allowing part. That's the next part of our statement. We're talking about exposure to a week's worth of life contributes dramatically to your expansion. So, do you know that this week it is more important that you are aware of your vibrational relationship between who you are allowing yourself to be and who you have become than it was last week? Because the life in between has caused the becoming to be more. Your stream is moving faster, but even more than that, the eternal being that is you has expanded because of your willingness to have exposure to life. We say that again and again to you because it is our desire that you find just a little piece of appreciation for your own willingness that we have for you out here on this leading edge. And now, as you are working to pay attention to the way you feel and you are more deliberately choosing your words and thoughts, as you are asking yourself more often, what is my non-physical vantage point about this? How does who I really am feel about that person who is really annoying me? How does who I really am feel about my physical body or about my placement in this time-space reality? How does who I really am feel about climate changes? How does who I really am feel about the stability of this planet? Is who I really am watching Al Gore's movie? Is who I really am using little snatches of things that are not wanted to pinch itself off from the knowledge of the stability and the well-being of the eternal nature that is me? We want you to realize that every time you feel fear, every time you feel those negative emotions, every time you feel them, it only means that you're doing something that the source within you is not doing. Every time you're doing something that the source within you is doing, you feel wonderful. The source within you was dancing. Every time you do something that the source within you is doing, you feel wonderful. And anytime you're feeling less than wonderful, then you can easily answer the question, how does my inner being feel about this? Because it is certain, every time you feel bad, that means your inner being, the source within you, feels differently than you do right then and there. So it's really prudent for you to ask yourself, in your moments of discouragement or in your moments of fear or in your moments of concern about your planet or your physical world or your economy or your body or anything that you are giving your attention to in the midst of feeling that concern or negative emotion. When you feel that negative emotion, while you may not be able to accurately articulate what the source within you thinks about that in precise terms, one thing you know for sure, your inner being feels differently about it than you do. And you can take the opposite end of that feeling and know that's how your inner being feels, you see. So when you look out into your world, Esther was sitting on the deck this morning looking out at the ocean, and Jerry was talking about the curvature of the earth, and Esther was sure she could see it. And they were talking about how when you're out in the middle of the ocean and you look all around, you can really tell the stability of this planet. You can feel that the world is round. You can see how it drops off evenly all the way around. It's not short on one side and long on the other. In other words, and Esther was talking about the stability of the planet. Nothing makes her feel more exhilarated and sure of the stability of this time-space reality than to be on a ship out in the middle of the ocean looking at this abundance of water and knowing about its longevity and understanding the stability of this planet. So You can find little pockets of things to fuss and worry about, and goodness knows there are plenty of people out there who are wanting attention who will point out things for you to fuss and worry about. Just know while you're fussing and worrying, you're hanging out there on the edge, on the flimsy edge, without the source, without the resources, without the full connection to who you really are, and that's why you feel the negative emotion. You don't feel fear because your planet is in jeopardy. You feel fear because you're choosing to think a thought about your planet being in jeopardy that the source within you will not think. And when you choose an opposing thought, you separate yourself to some degree from the knowledge that is really you. Understand that and go forth in the confidence and the clarity that is really you. Ask yourself, what does the source within me know about this? And the source within you will tell you again and again and again and again and again. When you're looking at something that brings you fear, source is saying, it's not like that. When you're looking at something that makes you feel hate, the source within you is saying, it's not like that. It's not anything close to even being a little bit like that. You've trained yourself out of range. Now, train yourself back into range. So, now what? We see you are still reaching for more, you greedy little buggers. That is a good thing. Begin right here. Stand if you think it's you. Yes.